out here at the Gifford State Bank 42nd Annual Christmas Craft Show. It's setup day currently, and I'm here with Shelley talking about her craft booth. How are you on this fine afternoon?
I'm good. No problem. We're just here getting everything unpacked and ready to go.
So I understand that you've been doing this for quite some time.
Yes, we've been doing this for several years. We own a store in Danville, Sweet Repeats. It's at 101 North Vermilion Street in Danville. And so we've been coming here for years and years. We only live a few miles away. So it's a great craft show for the area.
That's something I've noticed. There's a lot of homemade crafts, local crafts, about everything you could find. Talk to me about some of the crafts you have on display for this year.
We do a lot of things that are put together. So we might do lanterns. We have some of that. A lot of our homemade stuff is over in the other booth, which would be snowflakes, Christmas trees. We do a lot of vintage in that booth. So if you like really vintage Christmas, the old Santas, we call them the creepy Santas, then there's some of that for you. But just a little bit of everything.
Maybe some of those creepy Santas would get kids these days to behave a little better.
You never know.
So do you keep the same selection every year you come here, or do you change things up, or what's
no,
the...
We switch it out every year, so depending on what the going theme is. Last year was really big on pink. This year we've just gone to neutral, kind of everyday holiday, which would be red and greens. We always do some barn items because of the area, so...
I also noticed there's the cow painting with the with the Christmas scarves and hats. So something I noticed is on the way in, there was a sign for admissions, but it was just a $1 donation. Any particular reason for that?
Well, I believe that the Gifford Bank donates all the funds back to the local communities. And I personally run the local food pantry for Potomac. And so we get a donation from the Gifford Bank for our food pantry. And they really are generous to the local nonprofits in the area. So it's a really good way to support the local community.
Just a nice way. It'll get you something nice to put in your house for the holidays and give back to the people in your area. It's spreading the season cheer to everyone, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Honestly, makes an event like this so much more special. Is this something that you specifically chose to support the food pantry? Like, do you have some kind of history working with it?
I actually have run the local food pantry for Potomac. It's actually for Middle Fork Township for the last 15 years. A friend of mine and I started the food pantry there, and we've been going ever since.
That is... wonderful. So for all the people listening in and getting so excited to come out here, where can they find your booth and what should they look out for?
We are in the northwest corner, and so you will look for, normally we have a lot of bigger pictures, so like the cows, look for the tall shelving and some felt trees.
Okay, good to know. So you heard that. Cow painting, tall shelving, felt trees. Well, Shelley, thank you so much for talking with me.
You're welcome. Have a good day.
And be sure to stay right here for continued coverage of the Gifford State Bank Christmas Craft Show on WITY.